Gaza erupts into chaos. Ministry continues to broadcast despite the unrest. Sponsors are needed for the fatherless in Honduras, and an outreach utilizes the most used form of media to reach the Arab world with the gospel. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Israel's aid shipments are resuming into Gaza this week as Egypt reseals the border with Gaza. Hamas supporters toppled the wall last week, allowing thousands to cross into Egypt and buy needed supplies. Sat7's David Harder notes, during this time, response from this region to their broadcast has been steady.
Well, certainly we want to be responsive. And so one of the things that we're doing and has proven to be very popular is we're posting SMS messages on our screen. There are people who are suffering and people who are spiritually thirsty and looking for answers, and we know that when people are thirsty, often they cry out to God, and we're thankful that we're able to bring answers from the Bible through our broadcasts into not only Gaza, but other places where people are suffering.
Harder says there are many obstacles to peace, but pray
for those of us who are serving these Christians that we would have wisdom in the programs we create, and we would be able to say the things that the Lord wants us to say that would not only encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ who are living in these very difficult locations, but also bring words of Christ's hope and love to those who are seeking peace.
Next, Kenyan military helicopters opened fire Tuesday above fighting ethnic groups in a western Rift Valley town. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee asked their staff in Eldoret to leave when the violence was at its worst earlier this month. Teams are cautiously heading back in to assess the needs of people who are still without shelter and other necessities. CRWRC has 5 full-time staff in Kenya. Pray for their safety as they respond to the needs with the love of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Honduras faces high HIV/AIDS infections, poverty, and crime. That's why Orphan Outreach is reaching out to the slums of Honduras to help. Orphan Outreach's Mike Duras says that can change with your help and the help of Christians in Honduras.
The goal is to provide not only a quality education, but also mentorship, that the churches get involved in the schools, that will actually prepare and equip the children to not only hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to be able to live that life and to be able to be successful and live independently.
Orphan Outreach is partnering with a local Christian woman who has started a school and is using her own money to fund it.
She has about 60 students, and she has a capacity for about 20 more students, but she doesn't have the resources in order to be able to educate those kids. And so we're looking for people who want to sponsor children at $30 a month.
Many are turning to Christ and are now involved with the local church. Go to our website to help. Elsewhere, Jacqueline Huggins is the first African-American female to ever complete a New Testament translation. Working through Wycliffe Bible translators, the Cagayanan translation took more than 20 years. It takes hard work and adaptation, says Huggins.
In the early days, there was no electricity on the island where I lived. So you want to use all the light from the sun that you can. So you get up really early and do all of your, you know, like your devotions, your shower and your eating, and everything is in dark so that when that sun comes up, you're ready to jump in and work.
40,000 people speak Cagayanan. A recently dubbed film on the Book of Luke will be used in conjunction with the Bible studies.
That's going to help people to get into the Bible more when they see the stories that they're familiar with or that maybe they didn't know that much about, but now they're going to get the whole story. And then to say, now this is found in this particular place in the Cagayanan New Testament, which you now have.
For information on the dedication, visit our website. And Middle East Reform Fellowship has partnered with Words of Hope to provide Arabic radio broadcasts. They say 95% of Arab people use radio as their main source of information and entertainment. The program is often evaluated for its effectiveness for sharing the gospel with the Arab Muslim mind. Words of Hope reports that many listeners are ready for the gospel. So now they want to double the last 5 broadcasts to 30 minutes. Pray for God's blessing on this goal. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.